good question, but in the effort to curb piracy, a lot of big record labels have been putting DRM technology into their music albums. Recently, Sony BMG has put rootkit technology and spyware technology into their music albums. The rootkit technology could potentially open huge security holes into consumers' computers, and the spyware technology basically calls home. I'm wondering, what is your party's commitment to prevent big corporations from putting harmful technology into the consumers' computers in the future?
Well, I don't know what my party's position is. I haven't read it anywhere in any of the platform, but I would be against any of that. But I'm scared enough operating a computer myself, right? I make a mistake and touch something, and all of a sudden I've got a bunch of porn on it I didn't want in the first place, and then you get all the spam from it later. All of that, when they do viruses and all of that kind of stuff, I'm against all of that. Instead of taking it out on the individual, why can't we have a computer that we can feel safe with? And if they're upset against corporations or something, go ahead and take it out on them. They can hire the real computer wizards to combat them. But when they do stuff to the individual, I'm quite deadly against that kind of stuff.
Actually, the CIPIC, CIPIC.ca, has actually asked a few questions about that. And thankfully, the Green Party has actually responded to that.
Yeah. So I don't really know what the party's policy. I read, earlier, when I'm standing here and talking with everybody, I mean, I read my party's platform end to end, right? And everything about it. And it's really, really good. And if people would go to the website and actually read it, they'd understand how good the party is. And I did a really poor job of representing them tonight. The folks sitting in the auditorium here, I thought they were my peers big time. Like, they knew more about the real high-end political fields than I'm going to get to for a while. All I know really well is my region and my people, and the base root of honesty and integrity and respect to the elders and the fellow in the wheelchair, man. I've been trying for a couple of years now to get the mining companies to buy on for their big belting for laying out trails. My ultimate goal is to have 210 kilometers of wheelchair accessible trail in the wilderness setting by the year 2010, so we can open it at the Paralympics. And I'd like to see Prince George invite the sledge hockey teams up here to practice prior to their deal, and really make us the number one in the world, raise the bar up here to where we respect it. Plus, it's a great economic generator, and for every person that comes, there's a couple comes with them that can enjoy horseback riding and fishing and all the other things. Well, say it's something the individual in the chairs, if they have a different levels of what they would like to try. I'm ready to try anything, man. I've got folks coming to my lodge, and when I see the joy in their eyes, being able to get back out. I got an 80 by 20 foot raft on a lake, and to be able to go out there and wheel around in their chair and go fishing off it, and they catch more fish than me, you know, that excites me, right? And I think that's something, there's going to be 800 athletes from 40 countries coming there. That is a wonderful opportunity to spread that around, and I got it figured out that 1% of the North American market, $150 million worth of return into our region. I'm not trying to be greedy and just make it all economics, really, you know, but at 10% of the market, that's $1.5 billion. That's more than what the big parties are talking about investing in our region. And it comes in every damn year, and we can be proud about the way we got it. Not sucking up to the other taxpayers, or I'm really scared of, I mean, these big guys are really good at turning stuff around and around and around, and pretty soon you're going, well, okay, that sounds pretty good. That's where I think I'm actually a benefit. I don't understand that turnaround stuff. You've got to keep it simple for me. Exactly, where does that money come from? Right. Ultimately, it comes from the taxpayer. Okay, we don't need to take it like that. We don't need to put it there. That's the only thing I'm really good at, right, is representing individual people. And I think that that's money well spent, putting into that as being number one wheelchair adventure destination region in the world, to tell you the truth. Ferries, BC Ferries has already bought onto it verbally with me. Like, say, I was suggesting it to them. I said, how many persons do you got for a wheelchair on your ferry? I said, one. He says, you know what, I'll turn them all into wheelchair. Man, I mean, you can get this thing rolling, because he got right into it. It's already an idea that everybody likes to buy in on. I really, really believe in it. And whether I get in the Green Party, whether I get kicked out because I'm not representing it properly or the people, that's fine. I am not going to quit trying to develop that one. And I'd like to have the Gibraltar mine site be the number one recycle site in British Columbia. It's just perfect for it. Where the heck's all of our environmental levy tax going? Like, to the CRD, I've got them to write a letter down to the provincial governments. Well, just simple. How much environmental levy tax did you get? Where is it? They wouldn't answer us. You know, where's it going? Somebody's pockets. I'd like that. Come back out to our regions, a backup here, and I'm happy to start a recycle system that's better than anybody's in recycling that product, and then we could keep expanding it. It's employment, it's all kinds of things, plus I'm a free thinker. And I think the people in Canada and are really free thinkers. Let us think, you know, quit this dogmatic old policy, old government stuff. You know, let's be innovative and be creative. But let's respect, especially the elders and those less fortunate that didn't make a choice to be in that chair. You know, let's work towards them, the youth. And my theory is for crime. Everybody's all this crime stuff. I don't think it's bad to say three strikes you're in the army. I don't think that's bad at all. It's not being mean to them. If they don't have a grade 12 education, they can get it there. They get a trade while they're in there. They learn how to help as a group other people that are less fortunate. So they come out of there respecting themselves. They've got education. They've got a trade. And they can blend in. They can be leaders in our society because they end up being really respectful about it. That's my perception. That's how it would work, right? And you wouldn't be taking them and going around. That's why the police are so busy. They're catching the same guy three or four times. And that's why they can't deal with other crime, you know, and they say, oh, we need more money for the police. No, we don't. We need to deal with the individuals that are doing this, and that's not harsh. That it gives them an opportunity, really, but it takes them off of the streets, and they aren't doing the same thing over again. There's so many free things to think about. I can't explain it to a lot of people. I mean, the last one was great, man. I could explain that stuff, for somehow I felt good. Here, though, I just felt that everybody was better at this than me. I'm already kind of almost embarrassed with it. You know, like all the speakers, they say the same thing, and I'm thinking, what the heck, man? That's straight out of our platform. Every single word that they said was exactly my platform. No kidding, they look like the dumbest man in the line. Because, yeah, that's how I agree with all them. I don't know if they took it out of our platform or what. Hey, one thing about it, though, the Green Party has always stood for is good ideas are good ideas. You know what, and if we take something from somebody, I'll put their name on it. I won't say, oh, that's a Green Party idea. No, I will say that idea came from those guys right there, pat them on the back. I will implement the idea if I have the opportunity, but I'll pat them on the back because that's the way in any business. If you give compliments to the ones who work for your business and did a good job, they will work harder and they will do a better job, and that's the basic business sense. We got to run this more like a business.
Okay. Thank you very much.